small North Dakotan town of Minot has been affected by immense flooding, a 1-in-150-year event that has affected and caused the evacuation of 12,000 residents. This is a community of 40,000 people. 4,000 homes have been destroyed by water. Over 200 businesses has affected even my family, my two daughters and two son-in-laws that live in Minot. And it just goes to show you that Mother Nature and the wrath of Mother Nature is something that we don't fool with. We build dams and we build flood protection, but the almighty flow of water is something that has to be taken seriously, because you see something like this in a small community in 2011 and how it has affected lives, and how the public has responded to see small town people fighting together to survive, to try and save their community and save their lives is heartwarming, to say the least. And I think a lot of people can learn from that. So again, if you want to learn more about the Minot flooding situation in North Dakota, it's been all over the news, both nationally and actually internationally. Just Google Minot flood and you'll see what's been going on there, and I will keep you apprised. Of course, this week we'll continue to cover the Anthony trial here on Scared Monkeys Radio, and keep you up to date to what's been going on there. Will the defense score points with the jury? We'll see. What will the redirect be, and what will the final decision of the jury be, and how long or how much longer will this trial go? It will be interesting for sure. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.